My Socialist Hell, The Death of Free Speech in Venezuela. By Christian K. Caruso on October 20, 2019. This is the second in a series of articles on life in Venezuela two decades into socialist rule. The series begins here. Caracas, Venezuela's freedom of speech was mutilated long ago. It wasn't done overnight but, rather, carried out through a series of incremental steps that led us to this point. When I was young, comedic shows like Radio Rochla existed, in which the politicians were often the center of ridicule and satire. Today, no one would even dare to attempt something like that because the TV channel would be shut down within hours. The left's inability to make memes aside, they should be grateful that they have the ability to freely mock, satirize, and ridicule public figures without fear of being thrown in jail. If I were to adapt some of the jokes they fielded against U.S. President Donald Trump to apply to Hugo Chavez, Nicolas Maduro, or any other high-ranking member of the government, then could very well be facing 20 years in prison due to the new anti-hate speech law passed by the regime in late 2017. There are people in Venezuela right now that have been arrested for the sole crime of posting something on social media. A group of firemen is facing up to 20 years in prison for comparing Maduro to a donkey in a viral video. The First Amendment is one of the things I admire most out of America. It's a freedom of speech some of us can only dream of. There is a reason why most of my tweets are in English and I dance around words, not directly naming anyone unless it's required, because I'm at constant risk of getting jailed due to hate speech. If I get arrested, then who will take care of my brother? The biggest Venezuelan TV channel, RCTV, was shut down in 2007 for its open anti-Chavez stance. The remaining private local TV channels have self-censored to stay afloat while the state continues to expand its massive media apparatus. The largest state TV channel, Venezolana de Televisión, is nothing but a perpetual propaganda machine that presents a non-stop twisted reality riddled with the regime's ideological payload. Several international media channels have been outright banned from airing. Three of them were banned because they aired the Venezuela Aid Live concert that took place in February 2019. The German Deutsche Welle is the latest international channel to be taken off the air within these borders. Globovision, a news network, was sold in 2012 to people with ties to the government. Some of the new owners have been recently sanctioned by the Trump administration. With all traditional forms of media censored or outright neutered, the internet and social media have taken a pivotal role and they've rapidly become the main way for us to be informed, and inform, down here. Of course, the regime has begun to tighten its grasp on this medium, too. Our internet is among the world's slowest, and it's starting to be heavily censored as well. Most people, myself included, due to a lack of reach and service availability by private ISP alternatives, are forced to use CanTV, the government-run ISP and the most used domestic internet service provider. Control and censorship of the internet has been a long-term goal for the regime that goes back to the late years of Chavez's presidency. In 2010, the regime carried out some early attempts to censor the internet through laws. One of its most outrageous goals was to establish restrictions on the type of content based on the time of the day, much like how it's done on television. Everyone with two brain cells knows how absurd this would be. Then again, this project was spearheaded by people who thought Internet Explorer and Mozilla were two different internets. Nonetheless, the first concrete internet censorship cases targeted websites that showed the black market exchange rates, such as Dollar Today. These first cases of website blocking were easy to circumvent with a simple change in your DNS settings. The regime's methods of censorship have become more sophisticated recently, selectively blocking websites and social media whenever the opposition leadership does a live stream, since they can't be aired through local TV stations. Selective traffic throttling during specific hours is another of their tactics, one that I can sometimes bypass by spoofing my router's MAC address in hopes that I land an IP address on a non-throttled gateway. Wikipedia was banned for a couple of weeks because of an edit war that took place in their president of Venezuela entry. Access to the Tor network has been severely restricted as well, which was often used to circumvent the ever-growing censorship. The government has been caught in acts of phishing as well and, according to leaked documents, they're actively engaging in the formation and maintenance of online troll armies. China has exported their censorship and control expertise to Maduro's regime. They have already provided them with the technology and tools required to implement a form of social control. And now the Chinese art of censorship has inevitably extended to our internet access. Chinese operators are directly operating inside CanTV's infrastructure in order to selectively suppress and inhibit access to specific websites and services. As a result of the regime expanding its censorship of the internet, a VPN or similar solution has become more valuable than ever. Which is why I keep mine on 24/7 unless I absolutely need to disable it for a specific reason, say, online banking. With all forms of regular media censored and internet access hindered and selectively restricted, proper access to information in Venezuela has become harder than ever. Once again, I'd like to reiterate the importance of freedom of speech and, in the case of America, the First Amendment. Cherish it, treasure it, and defend it if you must. You don't know what you have until it's gone. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.